the spotlight effect. This is DJ Hillier here with your weekly wisdom brought to you by my brand new book, Push the Sled. This week's wisdom is specially dedicated to my friend, Dr. Michael Gervais, who was recently a guest on my podcast and just came out with a brilliant new book titled The First Rule of Mastery: Stop Worrying About What People Think of You. This is an excerpt from his book. It starts with a quote from David Foster Wallace. Quote, "You will become way less concerned with what other people think of you when you realize how seldom they do." Gervais goes on to say that Cornell professor Thomas Gilovich and his colleagues designed a social experiment published in 2000 to see whether other people are really observing and judging us at every turn. 109 college students entered a room full of their peers, individually and alone, wearing a t-shirt with a photo of the pop singer Barry Manilow. They did this knowing that it would be uncool or embarrassing for some students. Sorry, Barry. The observers in the room were sitting at a table facing the door when the students walked in wearing the t-shirt with the pop star plastered on the front. After a short interaction, the students left the room and were asked by the researchers, how many of the students who were filling out the questionnaires in the laboratory would be able to state who was pictured on your t-shirt? The observers were asked, among other filler questions, if they noticed who, in fact, was pictured on the shirts of the students. As the researchers predicted, the students wearing the Manilow shirt dramatically overestimated the number of people who paid attention to what they were wearing. The subjects guessed that about 50% of the people in the room would take note of the image of Manilow. On average, less than 25% of the observers actually could recall the subject's shirt. See, the simple act of wearing the shirt in front of their peers dramatically elevated their perception of how much attention was being placed upon them. The phenomenon, dubbed the spotlight effect, describes how people overestimate the extent to which their actions and appearance are noted by others. We tend to believe that others are paying more attention to us than they actually are. In fact, we pay a lot more attention to ourselves than other people pay to us. We think we are in the spotlight and that all eyes are observing us and our shortcomings are getting magnified for the world to see. Researchers say that whether making a brilliant point in a group discussion or contributing to a successful project or executing the perfect jump shot on the basketball court, we sometimes find that the efforts we view as extraordinary and memorable go unnoticed and underappreciated by others. The same is true of the actions we wish to disown because they reflect poorly on our ability or our character. They too have less impact on our audience than we might think. An obvious social gaffe on a first date, an awkward stumble at the front of a line, or the misreading of a crucial passage of a prepared speech. Each may seem shameful and unforgettable to us, but they often pass without notice by others. See, the spotlight effect causes us to have a distorted perspective of our own significance to the people around us, which leads us to misjudge situations and make decisions based on our overly exaggerated feelings of visibility. So how do we take this idea into action? How do we turn down that spotlight? Couple of strategies. The first two are altering your mental state to what Gervais calls your ideal mental state. What this means is that you make a shift in your mind that this isn't the biggest moment of your life, but rather it's just another moment. Telling yourself, using the words, this is just another moment. See, your self-talk, your use of your self-talk is your ability to be in command of yourself and to remind yourself that this is just another moment in time. The second mindset shift is something we talk about often. It's that we can't control the events that happen in our lives, but we can always control the way that we respond to them. So first, reminding yourself that this is just another moment in life. And also reminding ourselves that we can't control what happens to us. We can only control how we respond. The other strategy is this. Consider this question. Do you spend more time judging other people or thinking about how you are being perceived? I'll ask that again. Do you spend more time judging other people or thinking about how you are being perceived? Most likely, you are busier with your own world, and for other people too, it's the same. You are nearly irrelevant to most people, especially strangers. If someone does judge you or gives you a look, remember, they don't know you, and they have their own stuff going on. The glare is not someone shining a spotlight on you. You are shining the spotlight on yourself, and it might be time to turn it down. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you again next week for another weekly wisdom. Stay curious and make it a great week.